I should say that everything is just right so far. In the long term, gravity may turn out to be a little too strong, and one day it may halt the expansion of the universe and bring it collapsing in upon itself till it crushes itself down into another singularity, possibly to start the whole process over again. On the other hand, it may be too weak, and the universe will keep racing away forever until everything is so far apart that there is no chance of material interactions, so that the universe becomes a place that is inert and dead, but very roomy. The third option is that gravity is just right. Critical density is the cosmologist's term for it, and that it will hold the universe together at just the right dimensions to allow things to go on indefinitely. Cosmologists, in their lighter moments, sometimes call this the Goldilocks effect, that everything is just right. For the record, these three possible universes are known respectively as closed, open, and flat. Now the question that has occurred to all of us at some point is, what would happen if you travelled out to the edge of the universe and, as it were, put your head through the curtains? Where would your head be if it were no longer in the universe? What would you find beyond? The answer, disappointingly, is that you could never get to the edge of the universe. That's not because it would take too long to get there, though of course it would, but because even if you travelled outward and outward in a straight line, indefinitely and pugnaciously, you would never arrive at an outer boundary. Instead, you would come back to where you began, at which point, presumably, you would rather lose heart in the exercise and give up. The reason for this is that the universe bends in a way we can't adequately imagine, in conformance with Einstein's theory of relativity, which we will get to in due course. For the moment, it is enough to know that we are not adrift in some large, ever-expanding bubble. Rather, space curves in a way that allows it to be boundless but finite. Space cannot even properly be said to be expanding because, as the physicist and Nobel laureate Steven Weinberg notes, solar systems and galaxies are not expanding, and space itself is not expanding. Rather, the galaxies are rushing apart. It is all something of a challenge to intuition, or as the biologist J.B.S. Haldane once famously observed, the universe is not only queerer than we suppose, it is queerer than we can suppose.